CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today in the booth we have David, better known as Skip Wright, and he's president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So welcome, Skip.
Good afternoon.
So what's new with the club? What's coming up?
Well, we have, on this beautiful day, we have a real good subject that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Living soil that makes our soil, how it affects our plants. The presenters is Chuck Neville and Kathy Brochette, from the Les Serres Neville. And it's an appropriate subject. I mean, we're tired of this winter, especially today out there. Mm-hmm. Dreaming of spring, thinking about gardening and condition of your soil. So it'll be a great opportunity for you to come on Wednesday night.
This Wednesday
at 7 o'clock.
Okay, that's February
27th.
Okay.
Amity Beaudoir Community Center.
Okay, and that's at 7, you said?
7 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can come there and hear about spring. And get. This is the time to buy seeds, by the way.
Yeah, I see that they're out in the stores.
Yeah. This is the time. And it should be a really interesting presentation. Mm-hmm. As I've heard them before. They're very knowledgeable gardeners, and especially in composting.
Okay.
A lot of us didn't know. I mean, I do a lot of composting, but they really get into it. So it's going to be a nice subject. You can come up there with have a cup of tea and some crackers and cheese and sit there on a wintry night. But since the last time I talked to you, the club has been very busy. We conducted a Audubon Christmas count with our counterparts from SLO, from Sherbrooke. Mm-hmm. And the survey has been done since 1957 to date. We have a really talented person, Gary McCormick. He made graphs and all this of all the species.
Okay.
And also of the weather, how the weather has changed since that time. Mm-hmm. And it's quite interesting. People saying climate change and things like this. You can see the climate hasn't changed that much, really. Since 1957.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of people say we're not seeing that many birds anymore and things like this. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it's going up. What we're seeing, we're seeing more birds.
Oh, okay.
We covered Lenoxville area and Sherbrooke, counting a total of 52 species and 10,810 individual birds. This was increased over last year count of 52 species and 8,460 individuals. So it's going up, and it's worth noting that 56 species is the average number of species counted since 2000. So species-wise, maybe we're down two or three, four, but depends on the day and the sun's out and all this. And
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Amazing, yeah.
We had over 80 people walking the streets.
Oh, wow, good for them.
That's quite a few. Like I said, the total number of species was higher than last year. Along with the higher number were several highlighted, which was, we had some different birds that we saw.
Okay.
For example, the American coot. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be here. And winter wrens are coming down. Wrens and winter swallows are coming down that we haven't seen that much in other years.
Oh, okay.
And now winter swallow, that's a bird I didn't know too much about, but there's a little bit of yellow on them.
Okay.
And there's quite a few people seeing them. And to note from that day, there was an increase in the number of crows we saw.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey sightings were up from other years. Of course, everybody's seen them. Do you know what year they were introduced into Quebec?
No.
2004.
Really?
I was there.
Okay.
That was down just outside of Hemmingsford.
Okay.
And these turkeys were brought in from Ontario, and they were released here.
Oh, I didn't know.
And then after that, they've introduced others from Vermont, but the first batch was from there. Actually, I went on the first turkey course that Quebec gave.
Mm-hmm.
It was done in Huntington. And we saw a lot of hairy woodpecker numbers were increasing, maybe due to the ice storm. So it's funny what we say, what climate change does, storms that we had, but all the trees that were broken, that we've had an increase in woodpeckers.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. Okay.
So who would ever think, and also along that line, it's a new practice that the Quebec government is doing, that when they're cutting trees down, we see clear cutting, when we get mad and all this, it all come, they do, but they do plant trees, but they're leaving trees down on the ground.
Okay.
So the insects go into them. and the animals are living in them.
Oh, I see.
So okay. It's not just going in there and making it like your lawn in the front. It's they're leaving wood down there and that, and they're doing tests on them.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's very interesting.
It is interesting.
So they're helping, you know. And
mm-hmm.
And another one that we like seeing in the winter is snow buntings.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in 1978, we saw 1,600 of them. They counted them up. This year, not a one.
So
we don't know if they're staying up north longer or whatever, you know. But it's interesting, this count.
It is. It's when really you start getting into.
And after that day, we had a beautiful meal and presentation done at the potluck supper. Really interesting food that was brought there. And,
good.
Yeah, and so we had a great time. It was fun for 80 people and the Sherbrooke and Lennoxville group joining. And
good.
Yeah. Now, this year was for Township Birdwatch. We've been seeing some special sightings. Hawks and owls have been seen near Rock Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And further afield near St. Malo, a small group of common eiders was seen. And they shouldn't be here either. You know, they should be out in the sea somewhere in the eastern coast. And in the Huntonville area, Marilyn Henry has spotted a lot of grosbeaks this year. Well, around here, that's about... Now, or I shouldn't say that, because this in front of Provigo, they've seen quite a few in front of Provigo now.
Really?
In the fruit trees there. Yeah, just across the street.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know it either until the people have been going there to watch them and that. So.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then Cheryl and Alan Bradley are seeing the regular bald eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They fly by their house every day, twice a day.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Carol Garfitt on Souter Road, just outside of Huntonville.
Mm-hmm.
She has a barred owl staying right next to her bird feeder.
Okay.
But it's not very good for the squirrels.
Mm-hmm. No.
Hanging around. In Compton, Lorna Lundenberg spotted a beautiful bald eagle.
Okay.
Well, she was saying it's 7 feet wide, but it's a huge bird. Mm-hmm. And it sits in a pine tree, just not far, right in town, just on the skirts of the town.
Oh.
So a lot of people have been seeing this one.
Yeah,
so.
A lot of eagles and stuff.
Yeah. And Lennoxville, well, Brian Talbot has been seeing a Cooper Hawk at his feeder. And Camille Dufresne from Adel Street saw a beautiful gray falcon. That's what we believe it is. And she can't identify it. If she said it's that way, she knows her birds.
Mm.
And then in Scottsdale area, I went back out. Over 100 turkeys in the same field all the time. But this time there was a coyote sitting beside him.
Oh, my goodness.
A beautiful animal. My gosh. First one I've seen that close. I mean, I've seen dead on the side of the road. But beautiful, beautiful dog. Beautiful.
Mm.
And then Sawyerville, Kathy Adams went out for a drive. And red-bellied woodpecker, northern hawk. So people are starting. And then Gary over here at Bishop's is pelleted woodpecker. Bishops, Golden Eyes in the River, Cooper Hawk on Academy Street, of all places. So they've been seeing quite a few birds, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I got a beautiful note from Susan Coles from East Hatley.
Okay.
And quite a bird. She's a birder for sure. And she's noticing quite a few small flocks of evening pine grosbeaks. And red poles at our feeders.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that's due to the cones. Not that many pine trees didn't have the cones up north.
Mm-hmm.
So they come down here looking for more food.
Oh.
So it's seasonal. It comes seasonal, but whatever the food is like up north, and they come down. And she's only feeding at her bird feeder, which is a good note, is the sunflower seeds.
Okay.
So she gets a lot of different types of birds, all kinds. So that's nice to hear, you know.
Mm-hmm, it is.
But she has one bird that's come there. That'll be our bird of the month, and I'll finish with that.
Okay.
It's a northern shrike, S-H-R-I-K-E. It's also named as a butcher watchman. Believe it or not, it's a little smaller than a robin.
Okay.
And it's a predatory songbird, about the size, well, smaller than a robin. It breeds in the tundra and winters in southern Canada. Well, I've never seen one.
No.
And it actually kills birds.
Hmm.
Mm. Other birds, mammals, mm-hmm. and they hang them up on. They store the food. They'll put them on. So I've seen that now on a barbed wire fence out mm-hmm. in the country that a bird, a dead bird's hanging on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there, that's them that put that there.
Oh.
To go back to it.
Oh my goodness.
Interesting,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah, and feeds on small birds, mammals, insects. And the oldest one ever recorded was 8 years old and it was found in Wisconsin.
8 years old? Wow. Yeah.
And another little bit, a note on that, is that in Boston Commons, in
mm-hmm.
Boston,
mm-hmm.
they used to, way back, they had people hired to shoot them.
Oh.
For the reason is that they killed sparrows. And back then, the sparrow population was way, way down.
Mm-hmm.
And so these birds were killing them too. So yeah. they had people hired to shoot these birds.
That's interesting. Yeah. I've never heard of any of that.
Me?
No.
All new to me. News yeah. to me when they said it. So, nature is interesting.
It is. It's very fascinating.
Yeah. But that's about it.
Okay.
And hope to see a lot of people there Wednesday night.
Okay. That's Wednesday, this Wednesday, February 27th, 7 o'clock at the Amity Boudoir Community Center in Lenoxville.
That's it.
Okay. Thanks very much, Skip.
Thanks.